episode 912, What's Holding You Back?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready to get started with a fabulous week? Come on, rise and shine. Shake it off. Wake up your blood. Get your heart pumping because God has got some extraordinary plans for your week. But you have to get moving and grooving so you can see all that's in front of you. Because if not, something's holding you back. That's what we're chatting about today for Mindset Monday. What's holding you back? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Woo! We have got a jam-packed episode for you today. Oh, I do. And oh my goodness, I just have one question for you. What's holding you back from getting what you want out of life? What's holding you back from reaching your dreams? What's holding you back from being the you God created you to be? I've been wrestling with this question, and I got to tell you, it's a tough one. I mean, if you really want to dig deeper, you got to let the tears flow. You got to get mad. You got to figure out what really frustrates you. You got to figure out where are your hangups? What do you keep getting stuck on? What's holding you back? Now, I know you could go into a long-winded roundabout answer that would equal to a roller coaster ride. I know I can hear it now. I started with that. And I'm telling you right now, that is all surface level. It's excuses. It truly is excuses. Now, I'm not saying that what we're going to talk about today is easy, but I'm saying we all deal with it. And we got to deal with it today. What if you could unpack the one thing that's holding you back? How would that change your life? Probably pretty drastically. Well, I told you I've been wrestling with this question. And it's not just a matter of sitting around. It's hot outside, so I don't have my fireplace on. I may be in front of the fireplace, but it's not on. Just wanted to let you know that because, whew, we've had some heat waves here lately. I hope you, either you're in a nice cool area or you're not sitting in total heat, or if you are, you got water near you, because I would much rather be at the beach than up here north with this heat wave. I mean, our heat indexes are well over 100, and our grass is not turning green anymore because it's just becoming burnt. And it's so sad. Well, then as I'm sitting here thinking and diving deeper into my life, my personal life, because, you know, I like to peel back the layers for you. My life is nowhere near perfect. And there are things that I want to change. There are things that I know God has placed within me that I need to get moving and grooving. And I've been making excuses. Lots of them. And I started with this question, what's holding you back? And I just started writing one day. And as I looked back on, and I didn't edit anything, okay? I just wrote things, wrote, and, you know, sentence after sentence after sentence. Sometimes it was just a phrase or a word or two. And when I would go back and just read over what I wrote, quite frankly, they were excuses. Excuses. The one thing I've seen in my life, in my clients' lives, and seeing life from a rotating perspective. And what I mean by that is not just looking at it through one lens, but seeing it from this side and that side and another side and, oh, wait, here, at a 45-degree angle. Looking at it from all different angles. The one thing that's holding you back, are you ready for it? Comparison. Drop the mic. We're done. That's it. Comparison. Comparison, that dirty little not four-letter word. It's something we don't want to talk about. But in fact, you could say it's a burden we all bear. It's a burden we all bear, and we bear it on a daily basis. Comparison happens in our personal lives when it comes to our own abilities, our own appearances, our own actions. However, it goes even further than that. We compare the prices of groceries, the best deal to buy a car. Where is the greater sale? The food we eat, where we shop, even how we are served and treated as a customer. Comparison equates to value, your value. Now I want you to chew on that, because when I really started looking at all these excuses that I was writing down, and I'm talking about the move, I'm talking about, oh, my kids are still home, I'm talking about, I just don't really have enough time to squeeze this in. You name it, it was an excuse after an excuse after an excuse. I don't look the way I really want to yet. I don't feel like I have what it takes. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And what was I doing? It was just excuses. But ultimately, it was a comparison, because when I went back to each sentence, it went back to something or someone else. Whoa. And what did that make me? Comparison equates to my value. Comparison is not something I'm looking for, but I measure with it. And the sad thing is, their growth becomes your pain. Their growth becomes my pain. And that's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair that you go out every single day, you work hard to be the best wife, the best woman, the best mother, yet you're looking at somebody else to measure yourself up against. Really? How is that fair? Now, some would say, but Christiane, life isn't fair. No, life isn't fair. But we're talking about mindset. And if you can't figure out this comparison, that it equates to your value, then you're messed up from the very beginning, and it doesn't matter what mindset you are, you're not going any further. And we live with comparison on a daily basis, on a daily basis. And I would even go out as far as probably saying every 30 minutes you're comparing and you don't even realize it. When I was writing this stuff down and I was looking at things, and I mean, I could just be on my walk and my run, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, Christiane, you're comparing yourself. It was a trap. It was this roller coaster, this ride I could not get off. And so now what? I'm watchful of it. And I've been watching it now for a little while. I wanted to study it more. And when I came to the conclusion that comparison equates to value, there's the hang up. There's where you drop the mic. There's where you say, I'm done. I don't need to say anymore. You compare, you're saying that's the value or lack thereof. If you're trying to say that that person's house is better than yours and you wish you had their house, then you have just devalued yourself. If you wish that you had somebody else's job and you wish that your life was more like them, you have devalued yourself. How in the world are you ever going to climb out of the pit of comparison? Yeah, I told you I was going to get real and raw, that we were going to unpack something deep and tear it apart, because right now we've been living in this jungle and no one is bold enough to come out and say, stop this dirty little word that's not a four-letter word, but it's a really long one, and we've got to get it out. We've got to exterminate it. Because if we don't, we're not going to live out our dreams. And we're not going to go out there and impact the world the way God wants us to. Stop comparing. Comparison does not equal your value. But when you do it, that's what you're saying, which means what? You're only devaluing yourself. And that's leaving yourself up to worthless, to hopeless, to helpless. I'm just less. I'm just less. Have you been feeling that lately? Have you been wrestling with that? Because I have been. And it's not easy. And it's not easy necessarily to even talk to you about this. I have been thinking about this over and over again for the past few days. I really wanted to have it on this particular day. I don't know why, but God put it on my heart. And I couldn't shake it. I tried. I tried to walk an extra 1 or 2 miles. Lord, you don't want me to talk about this, do you? There's no way I'm talking about this. I'm going to get on there and I'm going to get emails galore that, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, You do. Comparison equates to value, your value. And when you acknowledge it that way, you're just devaluing yourself. You got to stop it. Comparison is not something I'm looking for, but it's what I measure with. And I do it. You do it. It's not fair. Are you looking at someone else's reflection instead of seeing the reflection God desires in you? Many of us are. Many of us are. Comparison is a distraction. When you compare, you don't prepare. You get stuck. You stop moving forward. The distraction keeps pulling you backwards, even though you feel like you're moving forward. Instead, you're moving toward the distraction, not forward to your purpose. You're living someone else's purpose, not yours. Think about that for a moment. This is a lot, I know, to absorb. This is a lot to digest, however you look at it. Maybe you're feeling kind of queasy right now. Maybe you're feeling actually some relief that I'm worth more than what I thought I was. If I would just remove that burden of comparison, what would my life really look like? Would I stand taller? Would I smile bigger? Would I dance a little bit louder? Would I sing in the shower? So you want to get out of the comparison trap and carrying this daily burden? I know I do. So it's time you what? You measure up. You measure up. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Measure up. See yourself through God's eyes. Measure up. Because when you look at the whole thing on the horizontal line, oh my gosh. You know, you can sit here and compare yourself. You're always going to find someone better than you. There's better experts than me out there. There are. I'm not the only person with a brain. And if I was, it would really be a scary world. So it's a good thing I'm not the only person with the brain. So you got to laugh at yourself a little bit, because otherwise you're going to find yourself what? Stuck in a corner. Feeling devalued because you're comparing yourself. It's not time to do that any longer. No, it's not. Cut the cord and measure up. See yourself through God's eyes. You have to live your purpose. That's where you start. Number one, you live your purpose, not anybody else's. When you're comparing, you're living everybody else's purpose because you're trying to live up to their standards. That's great. That's their standards. That's awesome. You should celebrate their standards for them, but they're not for you. We are all equipped differently. So where are you right now, this very second? How are you measuring yourself? Are you measuring yourself horizontally? Or are you going to choose now to measure up? See yourself through God's eyes. So number one, live your purpose. Number two, love your life. I know we all go through tough times. You don't have to like your life, but you have to love it. Think about your family. You don't have to like your family, but you have to love them. That's the unconditional part, the sacrificial part. What Jesus Christ models for us. Love your life in the good, in the bad, in the ugly. Love it. Be grateful for it. Because you could be 6 feet under. And you wouldn't have a life. So live your purpose. love your life. And number three, impact with action. Impact with action. Don't just sit there and go, oh, this sounds so good. I'm really enthused. 2 minutes later, you turn it off and you're like, I'm done. That was it. Boo-hoo. And you're like, well, where's my motivation? What's going to keep me going? You have to impact with action. You have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Why do you hear me say all the time, live, love, and impact? This is what I'm talking about. Live your purpose, love your life, and impact with action. When you understand that this comparison, this cloud that's been hovering you, when you remove that from your life and you say, okay, I can deal with this because yes, it's going to come up again. In the next 10 to 30 minutes, maybe an hour, you're going to have a comparison issue. You are. Pay attention to it. Be watchful. And what are you going to do? You're going to measure up. You remember to live your purpose, love your life, and impact with action. Because otherwise, where's your value? Your value isn't based on comparison. And is that really where you want to be? Is that where you want to stay stuck? Because everything else that you tell me is an excuse. So let's burn those excuses by taking comparison out of the equation. And it's going to take you to take one step at a time to lead you to your miles of greatness. Maybe you want some help with that. Click on the link, take aim. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. I want to help you. But you have to do what? You have to take aim. And I know you can do it. So click on that link. That will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. Let's ignite your life so you can go out and live and love and impact. You don't have to worry about a cloud. Measure up. Because what God sees in you is greater than anybody else out there in this entire world. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.